Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The mind is just like a muscle. The more you exercise it, the stronger it gets. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have our Mindful Monday segment where we get a better understanding of what mindfulness really is. Enjoy.
What if there existed a magic pill that can improve your health, help you live longer, build creativity, help discover your true self, and ultimately make you happy? How much would you pay for a pill like this? What if it were free? Well, that pill exists, and it's called mindfulness.
We have, on average, 60,000 thoughts a day. Now, the trouble is, most of the thoughts are either about the past or worried about the future. Our minds can often be our worst enemy, and negative thought patterns can lead to stress, anxiety, depression, and in turn, will affect our physical health.
To demonstrate how little control you have over your mind, try this. Close your eyes and think of a blue lion. Can you do it? Now do it again, but this time, close your eyes and think of a blue lion, and only of a blue lion for 1 minute. Don't let any other thought interrupt. I bet you can't.
Why is that? Well, it's the nature of the mind to wander. And you'll notice that as soon as you attempt to concentrate only on the blue lion, within a few seconds another thought will pop into your mind. Like, this exercise is silly, I'm hungry, or what is this all about? It's because our mind never ceases to throw random thoughts our way.
Mindfulness helps us to take back a little of that control. It helps to develop tools, allowing us to not only notice these thoughts as they appear, but also allow us to choose the way we respond to them.
Imagine standing in front of a dog with a bone in your hand, waving it left to right. Then throw the bone. What will the dog do?
Now imagine standing in front of a lion, again waving the bone in its face, and then you throw it. What do you think the lion will do?
The lion might attack or might not. The point is the fundamental difference between the mind of a lion and a dog. The bone represents all of reality to the dog. The lion can see beyond the bone and has a choice on how to respond to the situation. Who is the king of the jungle? Who is the king of the inner jungle? The brain is a muscle and it can grow. Just as our muscles in the body need to be exercised, so do the muscles in the brain. Mindfulness is like doing a set of mental push-ups. As a thought enters your mind, this is the beginning of the push-up. The completion of the push-up is 1, being aware of the thought without judgment, and 2, bringing your attention back to the breath. It's that simple. The next thought that pops into your mind is the beginning of the next mental push-up.
Scientists have shown that just after 8 weeks of practice, the parts of the brain responsible for the positive stuff, like creativity, emotional intelligence, and happiness, physically can change shape and grow.
The amygdala, responsible for the fight or flight mechanisms related to stress, depression, and addictive behaviours, actually shrinks during this time.
The scientific evidence is so strong now that mindfulness is being employed in places like Google, Bank of America, the US Marines, and the National Health Service.
More profoundly, simple mindfulness exercises can give you a new lens in which to see yourself and the outside world without the ego, and also your relationship with the present moment.
It has nothing to do with religion, and it's helping us to enjoy life, be happy, and ultimately allow us to help others. Be mindful. The goal is the path.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.